country. It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Podcast recording interrupted when a snake emerges from the ceiling.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane. Next time, don't be so honest. Just say, oh, I think of the game, Jay.
Well, Steve already said that.
Well, you could say a tornado. You could say something like that.
But it's not. You said, what do you think of? And honestly, when you said it, that's what I thought of. Mm. And I don't know why. Mm. But
I don't think we ever called them twisters.
You didn't?
Uh-uh. Did you ever call them twisters, Steve?
Yeah.
You did? Oh, okay.
Maybe, yeah.
You know what we're talking about?
Midwest boy, I thought you just did tornadoes like everybody else. I think you just, I mean, I don't remember us ever saying, oh, look, a twister. Is that a Southern thing?
I don't know. Because of the movie, I feel like I've heard it for so long that I feel
right.
I call it a twister. But they call it, do they call it Twister Alley or?
Tornado Alley.
Tornado Alley,
yeah.
That's a good question, Jay. This shouldn't even be a movie. let's rejoice and find out something about Steve.
Ooh.
Today is National Ballpoint Pen Day.
Let's go.
This day commemorates the ballpoint pen and marks the anniversary of the patent for the pen in June 10th, 1943.
Mm.
Before 1943, anyone who wanted to write a letter or scribble some notes on a piece of paper would have to use a fountain pen a pencil. So the ballpoint pen today, Jay is the lover. He is so loyal to a ballpoint pen. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Yeah, he's got all his W-2s.
They're G2. And
G-Pilot G2.
I will say this, Kevin. You see this right here? I'm trying to be swayed by another pen maker.
Ooh.
Yeah. Our buddy Anthony.
What is happening?
Anthony keeps me supplied in pens because he knows, and he'll hide a few for me.
And does he like the same pen?
He doesn't care.
Okay.
I mean, he enjoys
it. What a great guy, though.
No, are you kidding me? He's amazing.
He pays attention to it and keeps them for you.
This guy's the best. Love this guy.
That's something.
And he said, look, he goes, they bought these. Let's see, how much do I want to say? They bought these to save money because those pilots are expensive.
Ooh, boy.
This is the Bic Gelosity.
Ooh, I like the name.
I know. It's a great name.
Gelosity?
Gelosity, yeah. G-E-L-O.
Bic Gelosity. It sounds like it might be a little runny, though.
Nope. It's actually really good. It's like marginally less on the awesome scale. But it's substantially less on the financial scale.
Okay.
So guess which one we're going to get here?
You're going to keep getting those here.
Apparently I will.
Will you continue to buy the G2 in your life?
Are you kidding me?
Okay, of course you will.
Will or you won't?
Of course.
The one I have, Jay, is, I'm guessing, cheaper even than yours. This is the Bic Round Stick.
Mm. Oh, is that? Oh, yeah. Those.
A blue plastic pen.
Yeah? Yeah.
That's not as nice as yours.
I don't like those because they have a cap. I know I'm.
Yeah, but you just put the cap on the one end. And
I understand how the caps
work.
Until
it breaks off.
Right, I know what you do.
And then you throw the cap away.
And you put it in your mouth. So that's the other part. Yeah.
Let me ask you one thing, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you use or would you like one of those fancy pens?
Not really.
Oh, okay. So you just like the... You're more of the upper middle class when it comes to pens.
There he is.
I don't like to have a pen that's expensive because then I always feel like I'm going to lose it. Like I can get a Pilot G2. I can get like five of them for $6. And then if I lose one, it's not the end of the earth. If somebody gives me an expensive pen and I misplace it, I am bummed. I'm like, oh, that was expensive. I feel bad that I lost it. And then I feel bad.
Right.
I lose a G2. I'm like, gosh, dang it. And then I'm over.
Care.
Yeah.
How expensive are expensive pens? I don't even know.
Don't worry about it.
They can be pretty spendy, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, happy National Ballpoint Pen Day, Jay.
Thank
I know
you.
You're going to have a moment with your G2, I'm sure.
I mean, I've got, like, in my briefcase right here, there's two more, just in case. At the ready.
Look at you.
At the ready. Also, Kevin, if you tell anybody I have this, I will seriously hurt you.
Oh, man. I'm not even going to say it on the air. I can't believe you just showed me that.
Stockpile.
Oh. Wow.
Now you have to put them in a different hiding spot.
Oh, I'm not going to go over there.
Hmm.
Don't worry, Jay.
Don't put a lock
on
this
thing. I'm just going to stick to my...
I don't trust Jim Diamond.
My Bic big... My Bic... What is it? My little Bic round stick. That just sounds cheap. And finally today,
story
Jay.
Story number two.
I have to share a dog story with you,
please.
And I ask you a question about your dogs, which have cost you a lot of money.
Thanks for bringing it up.
A man was rescued after his dog ran 4 miles to alert family members at a nearby campsite that something had gone wrong.
Oh, wow.
He was driving on one of those U.S. Forest Service roads.
Right.
With his 4 dogs, he missed a curve, crashed down an embankment. This is not good.
Terrible.
He was able to crawl about 100 yards away from his wrecked car.
Wow.
Where he stayed overnight.
Yikes.
But one of his dogs decided, you know what? It's time to leave you here, and I'm going to make this. I'm going to go save your life. He ran 4 miles back to their camp and alerted the family.
Wow.
The family then was like, where is he at, Lassie?
I was going to say. It is crazy, though.
I don't understand. So do dogs, like, how do they know where to go 4 miles away? It's not a place where they live. It's not like it was their home. It was a campsite.
I mean, their nose is that great?
Is that what it is?
What other explanation could there be? They got GPS?
They
put it in maps.
Searching for him. They found him, by the way, the next morning. Although him and the 3 other dogs, they were alive, but the terrain made it impossible to reach them. They called for help. Sheriff's deputies came out.
Wow.
Along with a rescue team.
That's
and they
crazy.
Were able to save him and the 3 dogs. They say 100% he would not have made it had the dog not run back and saved his life.
I think my dog could do it. It would be great. My dog would be...
Which dog?
Both, actually. Would they be running along until they saw a tennis ball? The
Big 99.9. That would be...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Would you be interested in the night market? Do you have any idea what that even is?
Kevin James.
I mean, I assume it's just a market at night.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Man's a genius. Final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley, and we'll do that momentarily. But first, we got to wish a happy birthday to Mackenzie. She is 7 years old. Boys, are you ready? Are you in good voice?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mackenzie. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Mackenzie, you share a birthday with such famous people as 73-year-old Dan Fouts.
Okay. Oh, it's maybe somebody. Anybody. I mean.
I can get somebody younger.
That shouldn't be hard.
Elliot Spitzer, the former governor of New York, turned 65 today.
I mean, it's younger.
That guy.
Okay, I can go younger, guys.
All right.
Elizabeth Hurley, she's a model and an actress. She was in some great films,
yeah,
including
but what is she, like 60?
Austin Powers. Yeah, she's 59.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Mackenzie and Elizabeth Hurley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can go younger.
All right, well, again.
DJ Qualls, remember him?
No.
He's best known for his work in films, including Road Trip, The New Guy, Hustle and Flow. If you look the guy up, you'll go, oh, I know that guy.
Okay.
He's 46 today.
All right. Thank you.
The youngest I can do for you, Mackenzie, besides yourself.
Right.
Kate Upton. You ever heard of her?
I mean, Kate Upton's 30.
She's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. She's in some great movies. She's married to a baseball player.
Justin Verlander. Yeah.
Justin Verlander.
Thank you, Steve.
Kate Upton is 32 today.
Oh, well, there you go.
Maybe you heard of her.
Probably not, but that's okay.
Well, on your birthday, Mackenzie.
Also, very generous of you to say she was in some great movies.
Yeah, she really was.
Okay.
Listen to this, Mackenzie. On your birthday, back in 1752.
Oh, God.
That's a long time ago, Mackenzie.
Okay. Poor Mackenzie.
Ben Franklin flew a kite, and it was struck by lightning.
Oh, man.
He was trying to get it struck by lightning.
Right.
To, like, invent electricity or something.
Something.
Something, right?
She probably knows it. She's been in school. She knows.
Yeah. Do they still teach that stuff about Ben Franklin?
Well, I don't... Imagine so.
What, do you think that expires?
I don't know. I just don't know what they teach anymore to the kids. Not my business. Now this. On your birthday, Mackenzie, in 1848, the first telegraph link was sent between New York City and Chicago.
Right. Yeah. They had a really old cell phone, so it took a while to get there.
Let's see. Maybe this will float her boat.
I'm sure.
1921. That's at least in this century. No, it's not.
So close.
Dang it. Babe Ruth became the all-time home run champ.
Oh, man.
120.
She's probably a big Babe fan.
This will interest her. 1977. Apple Computer ships their first ever Apple II computer.
Wow. First computer in 77 was shipped. That's exciting.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Let me see if I can find
anything?
Something musically that she would
anything.
Know. Maybe she'll know one of these songs. 1964, Capitol Records released the Beatles single, A Hard Day's Night.
Oh, man. I remember it like it was yesterday.
It goes like this. It's a hard day's night.
And I'm a working like a dog. You don't know the words.
I don't.
It's embarrassing.
Let's see. Oh, you might know this one. 1985, Frank Sinatra was portrayed as a friend of organized crime.
Oh, boy. Sing it if you know it.
In the Doonesbury comic strip.
Oh, man, I remember it. Sing it if you know it, Mackenzie.
She's got to know this, right? All 7 years old.
It's been a hard day's night. I wish you'd be sleeping like a log. When I get on to you, I find the things that you do. It could be alright.
Does that sound old to you at all, Mackenzie?
Maybe this one will be the piece of history that she'll know.
All
1977.
Right.
James Earl Ray. Who is that, Jay?
James Earl Ray?
Yeah.
The bad guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
James Earl Ray.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King's killer.
Right, yeah.
Escaped from prison.
Well, I didn't know that. I don't remember that.
I don't either. That's the first I've ever read of this. Happy birthday to you, Mackenzie.
Okay.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Ooh, I do have fun socks.
Yeah,
like dress socks.
Yeah,
that I do.
Like with pictures on them or something?
Kevin James.
No, like designs, you know? Like
okay, yeah, I got what you're saying.
Dots and stripes.
Whoa, those are fun.
Yeah.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Oh, I almost grabbed the wrong line there. My bad. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you today?
I'm fantastic.
What you up to?
Just getting some gas, but I thought I'd pull into the parking space before I pump gas so I can play Beat the Show.
Awesome.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. Very nice.
Do you know about Judy Garland? Are you pretty excited about that topic?
You know what? My daddy went to school with Judy Garland, elementary school with her. So
Wait. You're who?
Your dad?
Daddy. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, when she was Frances Gump.
What is happening?
I know we've did about Judy Garland.
The chances of this happening right now are what? 1,000,000,000 to 1? Somebody buy a lotto ticket.
The reason why I didn't have Judy Garland's birthday in the birthdays today was because she hasn't been alive since 1969.
That's been a minute, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and so that's why I didn't think of it.
Okay. But
it is her birthday today, so that's why we're doing this, Steve. Is that correct?
That is correct, and she's very famous.
Certainly is.
Yeah.
All right, well, Debbie, let's see how we do here. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
I'll challenge you.
Okay, all right. See you in about a minute or so, okay? Kevin's very he's very relieved at this moment with the Judy Garland thing. All right, good luck, okay?
Thanks.
All righty, here we go, Debbie. Judy Garland was in Meet Me in St. Louis, where she helped introduce this Christmas song, which Frank Sinatra later recorded a version of.
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
What was Dorothy's, Judy Garland's, dog's name in The Wizard of Oz?
Toto.
What color were Dorothy's slippers in The Wizard of Oz?
Red.
Judy was in Judy was in the 1954 version of A Star is Born. Name one of the two stars in the 2018 version of that movie.
Lady Gaga.
Judy made appearances on The Tonight Show. Who was Johnny Carson's announcer and sidekick on The Tonight Show?
Oh, my gosh. Ed McMahon.
Judy Garland is known for singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. How many colors are there in a rainbow?
Seven.
Judy had a musical variety show that aired from 1963 to 64. What was it called?
The Judy Garland Show.
All right. What did we not get to? We mean in St. Louis introduced the Christmas song. Any guesses?
I have no idea. I don't know that one.
Okay. All right, Jay.
Jay's coming back. See how he does with Judy Garland trivia today?
When you say it like that.
I know.
The questions weren't bad, though, Kevin.
I'm at a disadvantage. Famous. My dad did not go to school with Judy Garland.
Yeah,
so
that's
I feel like
unbelievable.
That's a crazy, crazy coincidence that you got through today. All right, well, let's see. Maybe she's the only one calling. Let's see how we do. Judy Garland, 7 questions, 60 seconds. Here we go.
Are you saying the topic is
I don't know yet. I'll let you know.
Okay, all right. Judy Garland was in Meet Me in St. Louis, where she helped introduce this Christmas song, which Frank Sinatra later recorded a version of.
Frank Sinatra recorded a version?
Right.
I don't know. I'll just say White Christmas. I have no idea.
I thought that would maybe be helpful, but maybe not. Hmm. What was Dorothy's or Judy Garland's dog's name in The Wizard of Oz?
Toto. It's a little dog, too!
What color were Dorothy's slippers in The Wizard of Oz?
Ruby red.
Judy was in the 1954 version of A Star is Born. Name one of the two stars in the 2018 version of that movie.
The 2018 version. Bradley Cooper.
Judy made appearances on The Tonight Show. Who was Johnny Carson's announcer and sidekick on The Tonight Show?
Ed McMahon.
Judy Garland is known for singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. How many colors are there in a rainbow?
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. Seven.
All right. Thank you for that. Judy has had a musical variety show that aired from 63 to 64. What was it called?
A Judy Garland show? I have no idea.
That's the best guess.
I have no idea, yeah. Oh, it should have been called Somewhere Over the Rainbow. That would have been a great name for it. Yeah.
Maybe that's what it's called. Who knows?
Let's find out.
Yeah, let's. Judy Garland was in Meet Me in St. Louis, where she helped introduce this Christmas song, which Frank Sinatra later recorded a version of.
Man, mine was a flat-out guess. I don't even know. When you said, I was expecting a Bing song in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. I said White Christmas. What did Debbie say?
She had to pass on that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
All right. So far, so good, Debbie. We're really crushing it.
We're tied.
Yeah.
What was Dorothy's or Judy Garland's dog's name in The Wizard of Oz?
How'd we do, Kevin?
Everybody got Toto.
Everybody's right.
You're a little dog, too. My neighbor named their dog Toto, and it was a little black, like little poodle-ish thing, too. Yeah.
Oh, nice. What color were Dorothy's slippers in The Wizard of Oz?
Ruby red for everybody.
Ruby red.
Yeah. Get those sparkly ones. My daughter had them for many, many costumes.
Oh, nice. Judy was in the 1954 version of A Star is Born. Name one of the two stars in the 2018 version of that movie.
Boy, you guys named them both. She said Lady Gaga. Jay said Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
That's good enough for another point.
Wow.
For everybody.
3-3, is it?
Awesome.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Judy made appearances on The Tonight Show. Who was Johnny Carson's announcer and sidekick on The Tonight Show?
You know what threw me off on that question? That's why it took me a second to say Ed McMahon. I didn't realize he was technically the announcer and the sidekick. I was just thinking of him as a sidekick. So when you said announcer, I'm like, well, it's got to be Ed. But I don't know.
It was Doc Severinsen.
Doc Severinsen was
the announcer.
Was he the announcer and the band member?
He was the band director? I think he counted as the band director, I'm guessing. What's the answer, Steve?
Oh, well, it's Ed McMahon. I'll have to do some more research on that.
Did you get it right?
Everybody got a point.
Oh, well, we got it right, Debbie. We're good. Yeah, let's go.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Judy Garland is known for singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. How many colors are there in the rainbow?
Sorry, I was doing my Post Malone. Back to you.
Both of you were correct in your guess. They both said 7, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
7. Yeah, we're on a roll.
Yeah. Judy had a musical variety show that aired from 63 to 64. What was it called?
I mean, I didn't get to it, so I guess it doesn't count.
I'll tell you what it was called. Trash.
Because it only lasted a year.
Sorry, Judy.
No offense.
Easy. Don't offend Judy Garland.
What was the answer?
The Judy Garland Show.
Oh, well, I wish I would have had time. Is that what Debbie said?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You both got it right.
That's hilarious. Well, that would be 6 for Debbie. That means anybody who gets 6 gets the prize, so congratulations.
Yay. Thank you.
You should add, actually, the second you said your dad went to school with Judy Garland, you should have been the winner right
there. Yeah, that's instant.
That's crazy.
And
that's
what was her name back then? Forrest Gump? What did you say?
No.
No, it was Frances Gum. G-U-M-M. Frances Gum.
I do remember that. Yeah, Frances Gum.
Oh, that you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of famous. That's crazy. All right, well, hold on for a second, Debbie, and we'll get you some Dutch Bros, okay?
Judy Garland's daughter is 78 years old.
Oh.
Liza Minnelli.
Wow.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Why do I feel like there's a bit of a underlying
sarcasm?
Kevin James.
Yeah,
because I'm laying it on pretty thick.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Kevin, I have a stat before your stat.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'll make it fast. What year do you think Costco started doing the $1.50 hot dog soda combo?
Ooh, wow. 1992.
Steve?
93.
$1. 1985.
Wow. See, I was going to say I thought I remembered them from high school.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, nah, I'm probably just misremembering.
Right. But no, you did. I mean, it could have been high school.
Yeah, it sure was.
Isn't that crazy? They say they lose money on every sale.
I bet.
They make money on all the rest of them.
Yeah, it's kind of like concerts at the casino. Like, we lose some money. That's all right. Yeah. You're at the casino.
I don't know. You sell like a car outside, so I think you're probably okay with that $1.50 hot dog. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I don't appreciate it, because I do.
No, it's awesome, man. Yeah. Thank you for losing money on them and keeping everybody happy.
Yes, sir.
I haven't had one of those in so many years.
Oh, it's well worth it.
I know, but I don't have a membership.
Well, you can just go in there, can't you? For the food.
Here we
Careful,
go.
Steve.
Here we go.
Careful with this conversation, bud.
Gonna hurt yourself.
Be careful.
You're gonna hurt yourself.
Well, you did this once before, and we found out that you're not. You can't.
Right.
I've done it many times.
Have you tried it here?
Not here, but
yeah.
See
what happens, bud.
All right.
It's a big controversy. Sorry, some people say you can. Some people say you can't.
Well, I mean, and again, I think it might depend if you were able to get in. Like, I don't think. I think they started cracking down, Kevin, about a year ago, I think we figured out.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
All right.
I know some people still do that, but I don't think you're supposed to.
Okay. I have an important announcement. I have to clear something up. It's an issue.
Yes, please.
On our show. Our very good friend, Brandon Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The great Brandon Rose. He has sent me a message and saying, hey, is there any chance that you could clear this up? That the listener letter today was not about me.
Uh-oh, B-Rose.
I did not write that. It was not about me. And all my friends need to stop texting me
saying, Brandon.
Hey, is this you?
That's a bummer.
Because Brandon has really gotten into golf. And he has a wife, apparently, who wants to golf with him, but he hasn't taken her.
Is that real? He hasn't taken her?
I think that's, well,
I mean, or is it just
maybe I'm reading into what he said.
I think maybe she's just into golf, and now his friends were assuming. I feel like that's
more it. That he doesn't want to take her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even think that's part of it. If he didn't say he doesn't want to take her, I think his friends are assuming that he doesn't want to take her.
Could be. All I know is that it wasn't Brandon, you guys.
That's what's important.
I can't give you the man's name because he asked me not to.
Right.
But it was not Brandon Rose. So there you go.
Right.
Now, stat of the day.
Also, I do see the name here. I know I'm not supposed to say it, and I won't. I won't say the name of the person. But it rhymes with Brandon Nose.
It does not.
I'm just kidding.
Here's Love the you, stat B. of the day. And the stat today is nearly 100% of people.
Nearly 100?
Agree.
Whoa.
I have to, because I can't tell if this one comment agrees or not.
Okay.
This is on the Jay and Kevin show page.
Yes, sir.
We, a.k.a. mainly Kevin, are trying to convince Steve to try contacts for the first time instead of wearing his glasses. Then he can wear cool sunglasses all summer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this potential Summer Steve look? And it's a picture of Steve in sunglasses holding a PBR and a Rainier.
Which were randomly laying around.
Here was the first comment. Are those mini kegs or are producer Steve's hands just that small?
Okay. Focus on the glasses.
That was on the glasses. He could get glasses that have magnetic sunglass toppers. Look for pair eyewear.
What?
That is from Stacy. She says they're awesome. It's called pair eyewear.
Pair eyewear. Okay.
Jeannie says, looking good, producer Steve.
Oh, baby.
Wear whatever makes you feel good. You could also get transitional glasses if you don't want to wear contacts.
Nah. Nope.
Chuck says, I like the fact that he's potentially day drinking. You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, Steve.
Again, this is not the focus.
It's not.
Or is it?
Deanna says, he looks so uncomfortable, so I think that is not a vote for sunglasses, right?
Because he looks uncomfortable. Yeah, maybe.
Rachel says he has a baby
face.
He
doesn't look uncomfortable at all. He looks confident.
The cans of beer make him look like he's trying to look grown up.
Well, also, those are large cans. I will say they're not the 12-ounce cans. Imagine.
And finally, and I think this is the only one that matters, Susie says, sunglasses help.
Oh, wow. Wow. 99.